Today from the Ohio Newsroom, checking in on Ohio's crisis call line.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University's master's degree in clinical mental health counseling, an online program for students wanting to make a career of helping others. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. 2 years ago, Ohio launched its 988 suicide hotline. Ohioans in mental health crises can call the confidential line to get emotional support and resources for recovery. It's a service that's in demand. The line has received more than 300,000 calls, texts, and chats from Ohioans since its launch. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports. And a warning, this story discusses suicide.
No matter what time you call the 988 hotline, someone is there to answer. Today, James Reeves picks up the phone.
Thank you for calling 988. Can I help you?
Every conversation at this crisis call center in Cincinnati starts this way. But there's no script for what comes next. Reeves talks to anonymous callers who are lonely, who feel hopeless.
They have a bunch of anxiety or they feel like they're close to the edge.
He talks to children who are being bullied at school, veterans experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, people seeking addiction treatment.
We had one gal who was living in a tent in the woods with her brand new baby and didn't have anything, but every once in a while she got the charger phone and she would text us and she would talk to us about those things.
2 years ago, the National Suicide Prevention's 10-digit hotline was shortened to just 988 in hopes of making it easier to dial for help. Ohio enlisted 19 call centers across the state to answer the line, including the Talbert House, where Reeves works. The nonprofit has manned its own local crisis line for decades, but its call volume has doubled since joining the 988 network. Ohio's 988 administrator, Doug Jackson, says that increase is a good sign. When the number first launched, very few people had heard of the resource. Now a third of Ohioans say they're familiar with the crisis line.
If you are traveling, if you move across state lines, the number remains the same wherever you're at, and it's easy to remember.
With more call centers than any other state, Jackson says Ohio fields around 10,000 calls for help a month, 99% of which are answered by Ohio operators like Reeves.
Somebody who has the same just geographic background, cultural backgrounds, community backgrounds, knowing the resources that are available if a referral is needed. And that's really important. So it's Ohioans taking care of Ohioans.
The service has come at a crucial time. Suicide rates have increased in the last decade, and a quarter of adult Ohioans report having been diagnosed with depression. That's according to Carrie Almasi with the Health Policy Institute of Ohio. She says the 988 program doesn't yet have a permanent source of funding. The legislature allocated millions in its budget towards the crisis line through next year. After that, it'll need another boost. Operators say they're confident the state will make it work, but Almasi says it's just one of many mental health investments Ohio needs to make an impact.
This intervention alone isn't going to solve the problem that leads to death by suicide in Ohio. We need to make sure that people have everything that they need to be physically and mentally healthy in our state.
In the meantime, operators like Reeves will keep picking up the phone.
When you get to the end of a 15-minute call or a three-hour-long phone call, and you come to a point where you feel like everyone's safe and they're saying, "I'm glad you're the one who answered the phone," that's rewarding.
For every call like that, the staff here pins a feather to the wall. A flurry of them float above the operator's desks, a reminder of the lives they've saved. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Cincinnati.
If you or someone you know is considering suicide or in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.